Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for Depo Provera lawsuit. Her name is Elizabeth, and her phone number is 530-717-8479.
Eight four seven nine. Okay, I'll take the transfer from here.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Of course. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I'll be your intake specialist today towards the Depo Provera lawsuit. Now, mind you, this is a recorded line. Were you interested in starting a claim today?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this process before?
No.
No. Okay. And can you confirm with me that you have never signed any documents with any law firms against Depo Provera? Okay. Got it. And that was a yes that you have not signed documents, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Got it. Now, I do want to start by making sure I have the correct name down. Your name is Elizabeth, correct?
Yes,
Okay.
Elizabeth Mayhew.
And could you spell your last
H-U-G-H.
name for me?
Mayhugh.
MAYHUGH.
That's right.
Got it. Okay. And you would be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. How long ago was this?
When was I diagnosed?
Yes.
Like March of 2006.
March of 2006. And would you happen to know the day? It's okay if you don't.
I don't.
Okay. Got it. Now, was this a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was out the brain, back of my head.
The back of your head. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Now, what is your date of birth?
11/6/1966.
1966, and that's November 6th.
Yes.
Got it. In regards to Depo Provera, did anyone around you also use it and get the same condition?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And on to questions about Depo Provera in itself. Can you confirm that you did take the injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, it was a
Okay.
birth control injection. Yes.
Got it. And did you use any subtypes or generic types of that birth control, or was it the regular one?
I believe it was a regular one.
Okay, got it. And did you use it for 1 year minimum?
Yes. I
Okay.
actually I used it for 4 years.
4 years straight?
Yeah.
I see. And per year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, if you had to put a year on it, what year do you think you first started taking the injections?
November 2001.
November 2001. And when was the last time that you ever took one?
In 2006.
In 2006. Got it. And was that around your diagnosis or was it before that?
It was before.
It was before.
It
Okay,
was
so.
like February of 2006, and then I was diagnosed in March of 2006.
Got it. So about a month before you stopped taking the shots. And who brought it to
Yeah.
your attention that there could be a possible link between the depo and the meningioma?
I don't know. I saw something that explained
Right.
side effect or whatever.
I see. Okay. And did your doctor tell you eventually? That's when you went to the
No,
hospital, right?
my doctor never told me about it. Someone
I
never
see.
told me any risk.
I see. I see. Okay. Got it. Now, onto your own information. For HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
A female.
Okay. And what is your current marital status?
I'm single.
Okay.
Divorced.
Got it. Divorced. Okay. And your first name is spelled Elizabeth.
That's right.
Okay. And Elizabeth, do you have a middle name?
Jane.
Jane, Jane.
Jane. Yes, that's right.
Okay. And Mayhew, one more time, I'll spell it out. Mayhugh.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, what is your social?
562-712-8835.
Okay. 562-712-8835.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And in regards to your primary contact information, what's the best email that we can reach you at?
Liz123mykids@yahoo.com.
Liz123mykids@yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. Got it. And your primary phone number I have down is 530-717-8479.
That's right.
Okay. Is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
Got it. And do you commonly work in the mornings or do you have an open schedule? Is there a better time for us to contact you?
I have an open schedule.
You have an open schedule. Got it. Are the mornings
Yeah.
okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Got it. Would you prefer phone calls, texts, or emails regarding the claim?
Either one.
Okay. I'll mark down email so you can at least have it a bit organized and know who's trying to reach out to you. What is your current address?
It's 567 East Lassen Avenue, space 111, Chico, California, 95973.
Got it. And you said Lassen Avenue. Is that Lassen?
Yeah, Lassen, yeah.
Lassen. Yeah. Okay. Got it. And
East,
the
yes,
code was
East Lassen.
East
It's
Lassen.
East Lassen Avenue.
Got it. Okay. And the zip code was?
95973. But then after you East Lassen Avenue, you say space 111.
Okay. 111 is the apartment number.
It's yeah, mobile home number.
Oh, mobile home. Okay. I'll mark that off here. Got it. Okay. Now, when it comes to when you were taking depo, was it the doctor who administered it or did you do it yourself?
No, it was by family doctor.
By your family doctor. Got it. And if you had to estimate, about how many injections do you think you've had?
17.
17. Okay. And do you remember
Yeah.
the name of the doctor that administered it for you?
I believe that would be, let me see. Yeah, Dr. Shelley Johns.
Dr. Shelley Johns.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And what facility was Shelley Johns located at?
I don't know. I don't know. I
Okay.
don't know where she. I don't know now.
That's okay. Do you remember the previous clinic that you used to go to normally?
No, I don't remember at all.
Okay. What is the current hospital that your primary doctor is located at?
Enloe Medical Center.
And did you say Enloe?
Enloe, ENLOE Medical Center.
Medical Center. Got it. Okay. And you do have a primary doctor at this hospital, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And that looks like it's off of 5th.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. I have the correct address here then. The reason I asked for that information is because if you don't have the original medical center that you used to go to, they should have the information of it. And that being said, I do have a phone number for the hospital that you go to. Is that 530-332?
Yeah.
Okay, I have the correct one then. All right, got it. Now, after you were prescribed Depo-Provera, in terms of pharmaceuticals, would you also get your medication from this hospital?
I used to get it from but CVS, that's where my pharmacy.
CVS's. Okay, got it. And what is your current primary doctor's name?
Dr. Alexander Duffy.
Alexander Duffy.
Yeah.
Okay, Duffy, Duffy.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, in terms of after you were diagnosed with the meningioma, did you go through any type of treatment?
Yeah, I went through chemo and radiation.
Chemo and radiation as well. I see.
Yeah.
How did that go? Were they able to shrink down the meningioma or was it removed?
Yeah. Well, I was hospitalized for 13 days and then I was outpatient for a year.
Oh, outpatient for a year as well. How are you doing now?
I'm okay.
That's good to hear. You don't have any residual
Yeah.
symptoms or side effects?
No, not that I know of.
That's amazing to hear.
I've been in remission.
Previously, before you did treatment, what type of side effects really brought you to the hospital to understand that you did have the meningioma?
I had headaches and weight gain and mood swings.
Headaches, weight gain, mood swings, and this was all very
Yes.
consistent.
Yeah, and irregular periods. Yeah.
I see. And when you initially went to the doctor, did they go through a CT scan, MRI, both?
Yeah, a CAT scan or whatever and stuff. Yeah.
Right.
They did a blood test, CAT scan, and a biopsy.
I see. So they went through the whole course to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And initially, do you remember what your diagnosing doctor's name was?
I do not know. Do not remember.
Okay, got it. Give me one second then. I'll go ahead and put down your primary doctor as they should have that information. Was the hospital that you were diagnosed at the same as your current, or did you move in that time frame?
No, it's the same as my current.
It's the same. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, and the
Okay.
doctor's specialty, of course, was a neurologist at the time that went over it with you.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, now this is a random question, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that you haven't. And do you remember how many cycles of chemo that you went through? It's okay if you don't.
I
Okay.
don't think I can recall that, yeah.
That's all right.
All
And when it comes to treatment, it was the same diagnosing doctor that helped you through that treatment.
Yes.
Okay.
Was like six cycles. And
Yeah, six cycles. Okay, I'll put that down.
was the IV, you know.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Got that down. Okay, and my one of my final questions is, do you have your own medical records or are they with your hospital?
Yeah, they're with the hospital.
They're with the hospital. Got it. Okay, so if you did call the hospital, would you be able to obtain them?
I guess I could just give you guys permission to.
You can also do that, of course. Yeah. So if the law firm, if we ask, of course, you would be able to give permission to be able to pull those medical records.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and mark that down. Now, say you did have them yourself, would you be able to email? Do you have access to a computer like that?
No.
Did you say no?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll mark that off as well. Now, the only time for the meningioma that you were hospitalized, was that during diagnosis and treatment?
That was after I was diagnosed, yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put that down here then. My final question is if you would like to put down an emergency contact for the claim, so in case we're unable to contact you.
No, I don't have any other number.
Okay, give me one second here.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and put down your primary email then, in case we do need to reach you, it will be through email.
Okay.
Okay, and that was my final question. So I'm going to go ahead and get these documents sent over to you. This should be through email as well as through your text messages. So keep an eye out here and let me know if you
Okay.
receive them, okay?
All right.
Now, these documents are the retainers for the attorney, so as soon as you sign them, you'll get a call from the attorney to verify all of this information, but this should be your longest call regarding the claim.
Okay.
Okay, let
All
me know if
right.
you get those now.
Okay.
And if it helps, you can put me on speakerphone. When you open the documents, they are going to allow you to put a signature as well as initials.
Is it from Brandon Shark?
That's my full name, correct?
Yes, okay, I got it.
And when you open it, it should say next or continue, and there'll be a yellow box to sign, as well as a smaller yellow box for initials. Once you submit that, I'll review it, and you're all set from here.
Wait, it says, DocuSign, try for free.
So
I don't know what.
Believe it should have you consent to receiving text messages before it shows any other message. Can you retry opening that link?
I just did it, and it's the same thing. It says DocuSign, try for free, everything you need to agree.
Okay. Can you press continue on that?
It says it wants my email and then get started.
Yes, go ahead and do so.
Okay. I did. Hang on. Okay, now it says let's start. It wants my name and stuff. Okay.
Let me know if it's being smooth with you there. I know that sometimes it will ask some to create accounts, but I don't think it's necessary to.
Now it wants me to check my email for a 6-digit verification code.
Okay, and that's to confirm your account, I'm assuming here. So just let me know if that you're able to get that email and actually submit it.
Okay. Well, now it gave me a code, but I don't know how to. Never mind. Hang on. Okay, back to here.
If that gives you any more trouble, by the way, I believe that if you just open it from your email, you shouldn't have to go through that process with the code. But let me know if it works. Is it still giving you any trouble on your end?
Yeah, hang on. It wants a. Okay, it says. Oh, okay, hang on. Okay, now it wants. It says finish your setup. It wants my industry.
Yeah, so don't proceed on that end. Go ahead and close what you're looking at there. I believe you've already done the important part. Go to your email and open up the DocuSign that I sent through there, as we're just trying to get you the retainer documents. We're not trying to get you signed up for an account with DocuSign technically. But if you go ahead and open that through your email, then you should be able to access those retainers.
Okay, hang on. No. Let's see. No. It just says everything you need to agree. Sign. Send.
Correct.
Sign. Manage.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, welcome back. You already have an account with us. To continue, click the email we sent you. I did click the email you sent me.
That's interesting that it's leading you to that page. Here, give me 1 second. I'm just going to resend the documents over. It should overwrite whatever it is you're looking at. It just seems like your phone is kind of directing you to try to make an account with them rather than just show you the files right off bat.
And it said DocuSign, everything you need to agree. Same thing.
Just showing you the same thing over again.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second here.
Yeah.
I think that there's a good chance that you might be clicking the wrong link in the email that is sent. Go ahead and try to tap something else in the email that I originally sent, other than what you have, if there is one, and let me know what you see.
Okay. It says, hi, I'm a DocuSign bot. How can I help you today?
So that's from the link that you've already clicked through the email. There should possibly be another one that you can tap regarding it in the same area of the email, not in the link that you opened up afterwards. I'm sorry, it's a bit confusing. It's hard to...
So review and document?
Yes.
Review document?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Do you agree to SMM messages? Yes.
That's where we're looking for there.
Okay, so now I agree to electronic records.
After agreeing, it should allow you to sign.
Okay, and finish.
Yes, once you hit finish, that will be sent through on my end. And I should see it in just a second, which I do. So you're all set from here. All the signatures look right. So the next step in the process is to wait for the attorney to call you. It should be either today or tomorrow that they reach out to you and verify all of the information that we went over. After that, your claim is submitted.
Okay.
Yeah, so you are set from here. I'm going to send you a text from my personal desk line. So if you have any questions at all throughout the process, feel free to shoot me a text or call. But other than that, hopefully I can make the process somewhat simple. I know the DocuSign
Okay.
process is a bit much.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course, if you have any problems or if you have any questions, feel free to contact me, but I'll send that text now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, my name is Brandon Sharp once again. I hope you have a great day and a good rest of your year.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.